from Edible Radio, your loyal to local voice of edible communities. This is Edible Travel. And now here's your host, Kate Manchester.
Hi, everybody. This is Kate Manchester for Edible Communities, and welcome to Edible Travel. Today, we're going to pay a visit to Nashville, the capital of the U.S. state of Tennessee. Legendary for the Grand Ole Opry House, the Country Music Hall of Fame, Ryman Auditorium, packed with legendary honky-tonks, dive bars, dance halls. But that's not what we're going to talk about today. Today, we're going to talk about what to eat when we go to Nashville. My guest today is Jill Melton. She's the publisher of Edible Nashville. Jill's got some serious street cred on the food side of things. She's called Nashville home for 10 years, the South for 27. Jill is an experienced editor, writer, professional cook with more than 25 years in the business. She spent 15 of those years with Cooking Light magazine, bringing it from infancy to a household name. And most recently, Relish magazine, which you may all recognize. Jill launched and grew Relish to one of the largest food magazines in the country, read by more than 16 million people. Welcome to the show, Jill.
Good to be here. Man, that makes me sound old, doesn't it?
You're not that old. I know you, and you're not that old. You're not that old. But you do have some serious street cred. Thank you. Well, thanks for being here. So today we want to talk about summer travel. We're focused on summer travel for the next few episodes. And, you know, if we're going to take a trip to Nashville, we figure you're the go-to person. You're the person I send anybody that I know that's going to Nashville. I send them straight to you for advice on where to go, what to eat, what to listen to. But let's focus on the food. So if we were going to wind up in Nashville, where would we begin?
Yes. Well, first off, I do recommend you wind up here in Nashville because it is just the coolest town ever. I mean, when I moved here 10 years ago, it was like instant home. It is what I call little big town. It is a town that's growing a lot, but it has still got this sense of small town, and everybody you meet knows somebody that you know in this really cool, wonderful way, and people are super, super nice. But it's more of like a hip Southern. And obviously, there's a lot of people that have moved here for the music business, but they all bring something from the other place that makes it even cooler. So, you know, there are so many cool little neighborhoods in Nashville, and none of them are far from each other, which is another great thing about Nashville. You can get around super easily on foot. If you stay in one area, you can take Ubers. I mean, it's really, you don't necessarily have to have a car, because probably within 4 miles of our urban core, you know, the downtown area, there are 6 neighborhoods that all kind of have their own vibe going on. So, you know, we could start with breakfast. We love the old places that have been here forever and have predated any of our, you know, explosive growth over the past 5 years, one of which is the Donut Den. It's run by Dr. Norman Fox, and it's been there for over 30 years, and it's in the Green Hills neighborhood, and they have all of the old-fashioned donuts. Their apple fritters are amazing, and chances are Claire's going to help you when you walk in, and Claire's been there for 35 years. She's like the best grandma you probably never had, and it's just...
That is great!
It's a great place. There are some other newer donut places that have sprung up, and they're all good. I mean, they're all good, but we love the Donut Den, and it's really kind of a slice of old Nashville. The Loveless is a place that a lot of people have probably heard. It was an old motel, and they served these fabulous biscuits in the old days, and then they had the individual cabins in the back, like old motels used to be. Well, all of those individual cabins are now artisans and little local shops, and they've expanded.
What do you mean by cabins? What does that mean, cabins?
Well, you know, like in the old movies where you used to go in and like you would get your room, but they were actually separated. They were just individual, their own little things. So like they were individual. I don't know what else to call them other than cabins, but the real old fashioned motel where it all wasn't connected. So they have individual buildings for the room.
Gotcha.
And so now all of those are artisans, and they've expanded a bit the actual restaurant part, and they still serve great biscuits, country ham. They make their own fig preserves. I mean, the place is great. They now have a little shop where they sell the stuff they make, and it's really kind of a classic Nashville place, and it's one of those places that locals still like to go to with their friends that come in. You know, it's not like so touristy that it's yucky. So the Loveland, and it's right by the Natchez Trace. So it's not, this is not in the urban core exactly. So it's probably about 7 miles out. So, but you know, most people do have cars, but it's a nice little drive out. And then you can always hop on the Natchez Trace and go back, you know, go to all sorts of cool places on the Natchez Trace too. Biscuit Love is a new biscuit place in the Gulch. It started out as a food truck. People, now I will tell you, this is one of those places people wait in line for blocks. So, you know, it started out as a food truck. The actual bricks and mortar place has been open just over a year, but their biscuits, they do something called a bonut, which is a biscuit and a donut. I mean, everything there is just fabulous. It's in the Gulch, which is just next to downtown, which has got all sorts of cool stuff in it. So a lot of people visiting will probably go to the Gulch. You know, we have great shops there. There's this cool shop called Two Old Hippies that has really neat stuff. There's restaurants. There's, you know, a lot of new residences. Biscuit Love is right there. One of the best places nobody ever thinks about is called Fido. It's one of the original local coffee shops. So it's been there a while. I'm not exactly sure how long, at least 15 years, if not a bit longer. And it's very close to Vanderbilt. So it gets a lot of the students in, but it's pretty big. And they crank out the best food there ever. Their steak and egg breakfast is fabulous. It's in a part of town called Hillsborough Village. And there's a lot of funky meat shops there as well. And let me throw one more at you. Since we have so many parks in Nashville and we have a ton of food trucks, which I'm sure a lot of places do now, but there's a food truck that we love. It's called Crepe A Diem. You know, a little play on carpe diem.
Crepe A Diem, yeah.
So,
okay.
So it's crepe, but this gal, Brittany, trained in France and under some French chefs. And so everything she does is French. She's doing quiches and rolls and all sorts of other fabulous stuff other than crepes. And her truck is at Sevier Park every Sunday. Every Sunday morning, she's there for about 4 hours. And Sevier Park is in the 12th South neighborhood. And, you know, we have all this on our website, too, by the way.
That's great. Obviously, good.
We do. We have a neat local guide that divides things according to neighborhoods. But anyway, you know, you can take a little walk in the park. You can see the 12th South neighborhood, which is really up and coming and hip and cool stuff. And have breakfast there at her crepe place out in the park. And it's pretty great, too.
Fantastic. All right, so let's move on to, say we're segueing into lunchtime.
Lunchtime. You know, God, and there's so much. It's hard to narrow down. There's a place called Pinewood Social, and it is right on the river. We're on the Cumberland River, kind of divides town. Like our Titans Stadium is right across the river. So basically, if you're downtown, you're right on the river. And it is kind of in this section that really blossomed the past 5 years. It was very industrial, but it's very, you know, it's right there in downtown as well. And it's kind of right on the river. Again, it's called Pinewood Social. And it is one of these places that they like these social clubs where you eat, but they also have bowling. They have all of these really cool workspaces. So a lot of people just kind of set up their office there. They have an outdoor space with like these little baby pools. It is just really, really cool. The best thing about it is you can go there and chill off if it's a hot day and have a drink at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You can order food. You don't have to order food. They're not worried about turning tables. You can sit there and go over your map and your itinerary and whatever it is you have to do. You could eat or drink and just kind of soak in this super, super cool space. And it's pretty big, too. So it's not one of these little places that you sort of feel like, you know, I've been in here too long. And they welcome people to do all of that stuff. Because again, they call themselves a social club, you know, in addition to having fabulous coffee and food and whatnot there. They also have bikes right outside of there. You can rent a bike and go across the bridge and get on the Greenway, which is really fun to do. We actually have little bike stations all over town. But anyway, back to lunch. Okay, if you want barbecue, which we have a lot of, I would say Edley's or Martin's. Both of them do fabulous barbecue. Edley's has three locations, which is good. Martin's has one. They're actually opening another one, but they smoke the whole pig in there over the pit the old-fashioned way, and when it's gone, it's gone.
Wow.
And
okay,
that's
so
it.
Question. I have a quick question for you. So when is it typically gone? Like how early do you need to get there, or what's, you know, is it weekends it goes fast, or how does that work?
Well, you know, I mean, they have various things that people order a lot on the menu that they'll just say, we're out. Now, in the summer, in their really busy time, they probably try to do two pigs. But I would say, you know, if you want to go in there and get, you know, the burnt ends that a lot of people like on the barbecue,
right,
that's probably going to be gone pretty early. But they do smoked brisket that's out of this world, and they have a pretty varied menu. So it's not like you need to get there early or else everything's gone. There's always plenty of stuff to order. But because of the fact that that's how they do it, and everything's fresh. I don't think they have a microwave or freezer in the place, but it's fabulous. It's great stuff. It's in the Belmont neighborhood, which is by Belmont University. So it doesn't have quite as much stuff as some of the other neighborhoods, but it's very close to town. It's very easy to get to. Let me mention the farmer's market. Our farmer's market has had a real renaissance. It's only producer only, meaning no one can be there selling anything unless they grew it themselves. We have got in what they call the market house, 25 local restaurants down there.
Wow.
So, you know, it's like a food court, local places, some of the best pizza in town.
And that's
down
with
there.
The farmer's market? That's happening with the farmer's market?
Yeah, with the farmer's market is called the market house, and it's inside, and so it's open 24/7. So regardless whether there's a lot of vendors there or not, the market house
is always open.
And they have something called the Grow Local Kitchen, which is a little kitchen in the middle of the place that has different local food people in there. People that are, you know, launching businesses. It's kind of like an incubator kitchen.
Uh-huh.
And so you'll find, you know, Ethiopian food there. You'll find food of every ilk there. But that is a fabulous place to go. And of course, in the summer right now, the farmer's market is going strong. And we actually on Saturdays have our edible kitchen there, the first and third Saturday. Yeah. So you can catch a chef demo in the morning, 10 and 12 on Saturdays, where we have a local chef that's cooking, you know, produce that's in season straight from the market.
That's fantastic. Now, let me ask you about the farmer's market. Is this farmer's market, does it happen just one day a week, 2 days a week? When does that happen, that farmer's market?
7 days a week. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
24/7. I think they close on Christmas Day, and the vendors, the market house is open and obviously there all the time. Now, you know, like any farmer's market, the weekdays aren't as busy with some of the farmers as the weekend. But since this is kind of our downtown established market, it has got stuff going on constantly and plenty of farmers down there. And it's right in, it's basically in downtown right next to our Bicentennial Mall, which is just kind of below the Capitol building. So it's beautiful. And you can go to the farmer's market, get this. You can go to the Bicentennial Mall, you can walk through there and go to our new Sounds Stadium. The Sounds are our minor league baseball team.
Oh, that's fun.
And it's so cool. They have this thing called the Bandbox, like out in right field, which serves just all local stuff. And you can sit at a bar and watch the game. And of course, the scoreboard's a big guitar. But, you know, it's great. It's, you can walk to it. Straight from the farmer's market. It's just really cool. Let me just mention a couple other places. 12 South Tap Room is great for lunch. They've got great smoked chicken things. any kind of local beer you could want. We have, 25 breweries here.
Oh, wow.
In fact, in our last May, June issue, we did an illustrated map of all the breweries, which you can find online too. So you can like do a little, if that's your thing, you can do a little brewery tour and see where they all are.
That's fantastic.
And a lot of them are, walkable. You know, you always have your ones that are out further. Mitchell's Deli in East Nashville is a great place for sandwiches, too.
Let's move on to, like, afternoon cocktails or let's move into towards the dinner hour.
Yeah. Well, you know, everybody loves a view of the city, whether, you know, your city has a great view or not. There's just something about having a view of a city, and we do have a great view. So a place called St. Anejo is, again, very close to downtown, but in a section of town called Midtown or the Gulch. And they're kind of right next to each other. And it is a big open air they build it with garage doors, and you throw the doors open and you can have a great margarita. And the place is around all sorts of other stuff. It's very walkable from most anywhere you'd be in downtown. That's one. Another one, now this is one people wouldn't find so much. It's called Up, just like Up and Down. And it's a rooftop lounge on top of the Fairfield Inn, which is in the Gulch. And the Gulch is a big, hip, again, neighborhood adjacent to downtown where people would find themselves. And it has got a fantabulous view of the city. And it's just kind of a little secret. Nobody really talks about it much. And it's great. The Little Harpeth, which is a great brewery that churns out, like, they kind of focus on pilsners and lagers.
Uh-huh.
They have, go to their tap room, and they have a great view of the city, too, from their backyard. And then, if you're just a beer person, Tennessee Brew Works is one of our favorite breweries in town. They just crank out the most interesting beer. They're downtown, too. They have great music. And that's a great place to go before, you might stop there and then go have dinner somewhere.
All right, let's talk dinner. You've attracted, just because of the music scene, the LA types, the tech industry, you've got some pretty sophisticated palates. Nashville has exploded food-wise. So, three top.
It's okay. Gosh, that's like
hard, right?
Your favorite children. Okay, if it was three top, I would say the City House. It is in a part of town called Germantown, which actually you can walk to City House from the Sound Stadium. So Germantown is just north of downtown, but basically all walkable. And when I moved here 10 years ago, there were some trailblazers that were living there, and maybe a few houses that had been redone. And now it's just exploded. There's a ton of restaurants, there's condos, apartments. The City House has actually been there for about 10 years, and it's a little nondescript. It's in an old building. It doesn't have a big blinking sign, but Candy Wilson just won the James Beard Best Chef in the Southeast Award.
Wow.
And Candy keeps his head down and just cooks. That's just what Candy likes to do. He's not a big, flashy celebrity chef, but he's a fabulous cook, and he does a pork belly pizza that people in town just clamor for. But it's not pretentious. It's laid back. You do have to get a reservation. He's cooking farm to table. We're doing a story on him in this upcoming issue about his relationships with two women farmers. And basically, he's like, tell me what you're growing. And they have this very simpatico kind of thing, and he cooks what they grow.
Wow.
So, great, great vibe. It's cool. You know where I would say for people to go? I'm going to say Puckett's. Puckett's is more casual and laid back. It's more barbecue kind of place, although they serve other stuff as well. But Puckett's is kind of a landmark here in town. They've started in Leaper's Fork as an old grocery store. Then they started doing food. They now have one downtown, and they have one in Franklin. I sort of always consider Franklin their flagship one, but the thing about them is you go for dinner and they have music most every night.
Fun.
Yeah. So you kind of do both of them, and families can go if you have kids, it's great for that. Call ahead, find out about what's going on and if you need reservations, but they take big parties. Families are good. It's great. And there's actually four locations now, but Puckett's is good. Oh, gosh, I just have a third one, huh? I'm probably going to mention hot chicken because we didn't talk about hot chicken for lunch. And again, hot chicken may be more for lunch than dinner, but Prince's Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken place if you want to go to the real deal. But every hot chicken place in town is great. Honestly, it's great. There aren't any that people go, oh, well, that's faux hot chicken. So really, any hot chicken place you pick, Hattie B's is a big popular one. There's one out in Charlotte, so there's one in town, but there's one outside of town as well. Again, people wait in line, just kind of know that. But I'm going to say for a nice sit-down dinner along the lines of City House, I'm going to say Lachlan Table.
Okay.
It's in a little community. It's in East Nashville, which is totally hopping and actually has had and still does have a lot of the great restaurants. But it feels like a little community place. It's not big. Hal, the chef and owner there, just cranks out great stuff, and it's got a great community vibe to it. And one other one is Miel, which is honey, means honey in French. And Seema, who owns that, and I think it's Andy that cooks there. Again, it's small, intimate, just doing some incredible, you know, farm-to-table stuff. Not pretentious, not uppity. You know, right now they're doing a great job with their Crowder peas. Just really, really great.
Now, what about, okay, do you guys have any... Do you have any great ice cream, or I know you talked about the creperie. Does she go all day or just breakfast, the creperie?
No, you can find her truck all day.
Okay.
So, you know.
Anybody
you
doing
know
great? Yeah, I know.
Great.
And she probably moves around. Do you guys have a central, do you have is there a site or some place where people can look, or do they have like a food truck gathering, or how does that work?
Well, they do. I'll tell you, though, we have a Nashville Food Truck Association.
So oh,
you
wow.
can go there. Yeah. And then you can at least see who's there and then choose to follow them or not. You know, I think they do all get together on Diedrich Street every Thursday, but I can't swear by that because it changes
we'll
a bit.
It.
But they do
we'll
tend.
Check it.
Yeah. They do tend to have them there. But yeah, we have a food truck. The Grilled Cheesery is one of the most popular ones. And it's, as you would assume, grilled cheese. And they've made their own cheese with a cheesemaker outside of town. And they have two trucks that are out and about. They're down at the farmer's market. That's a really good one. Ice cream, Bobby's Dairy Dip. Again, Bobby's Dairy Dip has probably been there, I don't know, over 50 years.
Wow.
So it's like your old-fashioned. Yeah, and you can get hand-dipped, but they also do the soft serve. It's on Charlotte Pike, which is really exploding now. There's a lot on Charlotte. It's actually Bobby's Dairy Dip is right next to Hattie B's, which you can go to. And then Miel, the restaurant I just mentioned for dinner, is right behind Bobby's Dairy Dip.
Perfect. Perfect.
That's
perfect.
A fun place. And then another throwback is Ellington Soda Shop. And they do seasonal milkshakes. Their peach milkshake is great. So I'm going to have to go check it out now. I hadn't been there in a few months.
Peach milkshake, and they do, sounds amazing.
Yep. It's just an old-fashioned soda shop. It is right next to Centennial Park. It's right next to Vanderbilt. And Vanderbilt is, you know, a mile from downtown. It almost really just kind of blends into downtown.
Sure.
So, and then there's a hamburger place right next to that called Rotier's that has been there forever as well. And it is funky, and the family runs it, and chances are one of the family's going to wait on you. And they do one of the best burgers in town that they do on bread. So if you go there, ask for their classic burger on bread and not a bun. And we love Rotier's as well.
Jill, is anybody doing, are there any culinary or farm tours, anything like that happening in Nashville?
There is. Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. It was on my third page. Walk, Eat, Nashville. Eat, Walk, Nashville. Walk, Eat, Nashville. I think it's
okay.
Walk, Eat, Nashville. A great gal, Karen, does this tour, and she's actually expanded, so I think she's a number of tour guides now. They started out doing it of East Nashville, which is kind of more the bohemian part of town where a lot of artists live, musicians, although they live everywhere. That's what the whole town is. But a lot of the restaurants would spring up over there because real estate was less expensive. It's gotten pretty hip now, but she started out with Eat Walk Nashville in East Nashville. And you'd go to about five restaurants there, and then she'd point out other things along the way. Now they do a downtown Walk Eat Nashville, and I think they're starting to do a Charlotte Pike 51st Street Walk Eat Nashville.
Wow.
And those are, yeah, like the downtown one hits Goo Goo Cluster, which is like the candy that's been in town forever. You know, they
and that's
go there.
The one you wanna, well, that's the one you want to take home, right? The Goo Goo Cluster.
Yes, Goo Goo Cluster. Yes, they are really yummy. They're kind of like a, I don't know, a Milky Way maybe, but they have nuts, and they just opened a little restaurant in the back of it. So talk about going to get ice cream and like an afternoon suite. It's right there on 3rd Avenue. It is right next to all the honky-tonks. So you can just go around the corner to Goo Goo Cluster and go there and get something super crazy like Goo Goo Cluster cheesecake or, you know, all that
stuff. And then take a long nap. Jill, this is really, really great. I want to thank you so much for joining us today. And I know that we're going to, all of this will be available on the Edible Feast site, also the Edible Nashville site. So if you missed anything, Jill's a fast talker, which I love about you, Jill. You're just Jill. But thank you so much for giving us the insider peek on where to eat. I'm going to need more than 2 days, I think, on my road trip.
Oh, my God. Well, and Kate, I'm looking at my list and I'm going, oh, my gosh, I didn't even mention that. So, yes, we're going to put this all up. I think we'll put it in a nice little packet with exactly what we talked about so everybody can find this stuff and some other ones easily that you guys can pull and we'll have on our site as well.
Fantastic. Jill, thank you so much. And I guess we'll see you in Nashville.
Well, I hope you do, Kate. I'm like standing on one leg waiting for you to get down here.
Well, I love Nashville, so I'm going to squeeze it in on my road trip tour this summer. Thanks, Jill.
Thanks, Kate, a lot.
Thanks for listening to Edible Travel from Edible Radio, your loyal to local voice of edible communities. For more information, visit ediblefeast.com.